and welcome back to Thornvale. As always, I'm excited to see where this episode goes. I think we're learning some stuff as we're going along, and of course I do want to get to Bjorn's vision for this arc. I'm excited for that, but I think there's a little bit more in between kind of stuff we got to do first. Before we do that, I do want to invite everyone to join us over on The Actual Place. That is our Discord server where we love to hang out with our other actual play buddies and listeners of our shows. It is a very good time filled with really awesome people. Highly recommend you check it out. We also want to mention our new game that we are working on right now called Somnophobia. There is a link in the show notes to the playtesting server so you can get in on that. It's been really cool seeing people like react to it and start to make their characters and plan out games, and it's really awesome. So come check it out. It's really, really cool, and you can bring it back to your own groups. We also have a Patreon if you just can't get enough of our voices and you feel the need to help support the show and help us do other cool stuff. That is the place to do it. You also get Andrew's awesome Dungeon World show, which is just so much fun. With that said, I think let's go ahead and find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
So, we brought Sammy back from Canada. She ended up there. Thankfully, she's remembering, finally, everything. We got tacos. That was good. Everyone always needs tacos. And we talked a little bit about what we were supposed to do, but I remember I threw in the suggestion. I was like, we're all too burned out, let's just do this tomorrow morning. So we did. And that evening, of course, Sammy was all gung-ho about helping Gideon out, which I kind of agreed to, but it was urgent. But anyway, Miguel said that it wasn't a good idea until she'd rested, which I kind of agreed with. Then that next morning, we're talking about what to do and all this information that we have now and how we might need more information, and Ori is there with us, and she's being her normal creepy self. And then Bjorn eventually asks her, what do we do? And she actually starts to act differently, and then she opened some kind of a weird mirror-y thing in the air, and looks like we're seeing Bjorn talking to Samantha, which is a little weird, saying, let's talk.
And the Bjorn-Samantha ship continues.
Oh, boy.
Full sail, let's go.
No, please don't.
I think we'll be able to easily roll into our discussion.
Alrighty, guys, so, I mean, This is what happens last. You guys heard what happened last time. I just want to bring you back into this moment. You can keep the scene going for however long you want. And then I know there's a couple of other scenes you guys wanted to do. So you guys see the scene of your Bjorn talking to Samantha peaceably. What do you do?
I think Bjorn, you know, kind of just looks around the table as the vision ends. Is Ori like do anything, or does it just kind of end for her? Like, does she just stop doing it? Like, how does that whole thing play out?
Ori, I think, finishes and just kind of closes her hands together and then looks up at you and doesn't say anything.
I think Bjorn looks around the table first and looks at everybody, and then he looks at Ori and he just says, wow, that's it's the first time I've seen that in person, but it feels familiar.
I think she goes back to eating whatever it was that she was eating.
As she's, like, kind of just focusing back on eating, he just says, thank you, Ori.
She doesn't say anything.
Okay. And then Bjorn looks back at everyone else and he says, well, it looks like we're supposed to try and talk to Samantha.
And how exactly would you propose we do that given the whole dimensional difference in time zones?
Time zones. I mean, that is a good way. Dimension zones, maybe. We don't really know. But yeah, I think that we don't really know how to track her being here. So, I mean, we should keep an eye out and maybe think about ways we could contact her. Maybe we can kind of come up with some way to show her that we want to talk instead of just like finding her. That probably wouldn't go over very well to us just happening upon her, you know, but if we tell her somehow ahead of time, we want to talk, that might be a bit better.
Maybe we could leave, like, a message for her somewhere? Like, just maybe somewhere that we've seen her before or we think she'll go back to? Maybe where the flower was or something?
Maybe. That doesn't feel quite right, but it could work. Is there any... There's no way you could do something like that magically, is there?
I'm not really sure, especially not with my magic being, you know, depleted.
I think that maybe we, I'm not going to say sit on it. I think that we need to think about how we do this instead of just trying to find her as soon as possible. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, but I could definitely use a break after everything. And I think it's important, but I don't think it's pressing. Like, I think based on what you learned, Henry, the fact that she doesn't seem to be completely on board with whatever's going on, this new information seems like maybe we could work on her. Maybe we could turn her or something, or at the very least work with her. I don't know how much I like that based on what she's done, but maybe there's more to this than we can really see until we get more info from her.
It seems like she's focused on survival. So maybe if we can figure out what's going on with alternate Bjorn or whatever problem they're having, maybe if we can use that to get her on our side, that's the only way I see that happening.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So what, we just canvas and walk town until we see something weird? Or what?
I think we just research the gems. We research, and she gestures over at Ori. And we just take some time to research as much as we can, and she'll pop back up eventually.
He nods very resolutely. He's like, all right, yeah, research. Research, I can do that. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I also don't have enough magic to fight her right now, so...
And he just looks at you without saying anything, because he's not going to contradict, because it's, I think, quite obvious you're not ready yet.
Yeah. She's still looking pretty rough.
Bjorn just kind of looks around to the group, and he just nods, and he just says, yeah, I think that's a good plan, you know. Like you just said, Sammy, maybe learning more about the gems will give us some kind of idea of how to contact her or something.
Maybe I can look into if there's some other artifact that we need to get these gems to work. I mean, maybe my mom would know something about that.
That's true. That's possible.
So is that where you guys kind of want to end this scene?
I think that particular scene, yes, but Bjorn needs to talk to Sammy.
Okay. Oh, now everyone needs to talk to me.
Then yeah, probably as the scene ends, you guys are kind of like starting to pick up and go about your separate ways, and maybe Bjorn like calls over to Sammy.
He's not gonna call over to her. He's gonna be a little bit more circumspect.
Whatever, do however you like then.
I think as Sammy, maybe Sammy's like leaving the table, like, because you would have stayed overnight too, I think, last night, right?
Yeah, she's staying there for a little bit because she's worried about the order coming to get her.
Yeah, you and Elise and Oliver are all staying here for a while. So I think maybe as like things are breaking up from breakfast, Bjorn tries to like catch you like on the way down the hall or something. Hopefully like not with everybody else around. And he's just going to say, hey, you got a moment?
Yeah, sure.
And like he's looking like, what is the, is there everyone else around or have people kind of broken off to do their own thing right now?
People kind of have left.
Okay. So if we're alone in the hallway, Bjorn's just going to say, I don't know how to not make this awkward, but it's kind of weird that I kissed Samantha.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I just wanted to make sure that wasn't weird for you too, considering circumstances and stuff.
She kind of like makes a look with her face.
wait, hold on. What else would she make a look with other than
that
her face?
That was my question. Well, like, look with what?
You know, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm sure everyone knows exactly what expression I mean. Like a
up
look,
to the listener's know? Interpretation. Yes.
Yeah.
As opposed to looking with her leg or anything like that.
You can look with your eyeballs. Anyway.
I'm sorry, just the phrasing was so perfect. I had to...
But, yeah, she just kind of says, I mean, it's not me, so, like, it's fine. Obviously, you also weren't in control of yourself, so like don't worry about it. It's okay.
That's good. I feel the same way. It was kind of weird remembering that. I'm kind of missing pieces of it too, I think. But it just I just wanted to let you know that it
I mean, if it really bothers you, I could get rid of the rest.
No, I think I'll be fine. It's just weird. Because I mean, you know, I mean, I don't think about you that way. I hope that's clear. not that I wouldn't.
Sammy,
you know,
getting friend zoned by Bjorn.
Wow.
And Sammy. he immediately tries to be like, you know, he's just like, well, I mean, not that I couldn't be, but you know, like.
Oh my
and
god.
He's just making it worse and worse, I imagine.
Bjorn, oh, it's so awkward. It's fine. I understand.
I made this worse than I wanted to. I was trying to make this less awkward. But I'll be fine. I appreciate it, Sammy.
Yeah, don't. And if you change your mind, you know, she makes the universal magic
hand. Oh, the wiggly mind forgetful fingers. Yeah, and Bjorn just nods and says, yeah, definitely. And red-faced, he retreats.
Oh, Bjorn.
All right, who else has a scene they'd like to do?
I do.
Okay, Henry, what would you like to do?
Also with Sammy, I think she might find him. I think she might find him in the library, which is effectively in the base his room.
Well, yes. I mean, is she? He's looking for her, though, right?
Well, he might like if since it's his idea and he wants to. Yeah, so he'd be, I guess, in a break from research. He's poking his head around looking. Where does he find her, though?
Well, I think she was probably going to go to the lab to take a look at the gemstones. Maybe, like, start sketching them, like, in her notebook. That she can, like, maybe take the sketches to her mom or something.
So maybe Henry sees her, like, walk past his door. He's, like, sitting with the door open reading or whatever. And he sees Sammy walk past his door.
He's sitting there, he's reading something or other about gems or something, and he hears footsteps, looks up, pokes his head out, goes, "Hey, Sammy."
Yeah? What's up?
If you got a second, could we talk?
Sammy's like, oh no, what now?
Yeah, I imagine this is like later the same day for sure.
Yeah, this isn't
the beginning of the day. Yeah,
this is immediately after, but...
Sammy nods and goes into the library / his room.
And we had I know we've had the initial, like, oh, you remember everything, but he looks at her, and I think she can tell he's acting a little bit nervous, which is odd for him. He doesn't, even if he is nervous, he doesn't show it on his face.
Yeah.
But he looks at her, and he just says, you are you, right? I mean... You actually remember, like, everything.
Yeah, whatever other you did to me, it's gone. I remember everything.
And he kinda gets an odd expression, because just the idea that any version of him at all would hurt her is so, like, it's obviously not me, it's some kind of weird whatever. But he'll step up a little close, like, not invading space, but he'll step up a little closer, and he looks at her terribly seriously, and he just says, "If you tell anyone I did this, I'm gonna kill you." And then he opens his arms, and he, like, he hugs her. He hugs her so hard, aww, attempting to not crush the life out of her, but... Because, see, I was planning this
for... I was so confused there for a second. I was like, what is going on?
See, I was planning, just a little behind the curtain for listeners, I was planning this during the initial meeting, but everybody was there. He couldn't do that when everybody was there.
Oh, yeah.
That's not...
He can't show he has real human emotions in
that's
front
not
of other
cool.
people.
Yeah.
Especially not to Bjorn and her boyfriend. He's not gonna do that. So then he just, like, he's like hugging the life out of her. She can maybe breathe a little bit, but he just, like, he's got her in this huge hug, and he just goes, Don't you ever scare me like that again, all right?
Yeah, I think Sammy is surprised at first, and so she's like stiff, and then she hugs him back and says, I'll try my best.
And then he kind of, and he's like markedly taller than she is, so he kind of like sets her back up a little, and he looks at her and kind of smiles again, and he says, you, I don't know if pizza delivers to a fork, but I don't know, you want to do a celebration pizza later?
All they had in Canada was Tim Hortons. I don't even know what that place is.
That makes, Anna, that makes two
think,
of us.
I think you just offended. Yeah, you just offended some people. Yeah.
Audience. Okay, I love Tim Hortons, but Sammy would be in some fair. Culture shock.
Okay, that's fair.
Coming out of New York, Henry probably knows what it is, but he looks at you and just goes, never my favorite chain, there are betters.
I'm sorry, Canadians.
Anger.
Assuming that
Canadians
Tim Hortons
more.
Is a thing you like.
I mean, nothing against Canadians if that is what you like. I have never had the experience of Tim Hortons, so I myself cannot speak to it as a human.
I don't like coffee.
But what happens is he then kind of steps back and he looks at her very seriously again and goes, this never happened, right?
No, never. She like winks at him.
Okay,
and then
good.
Sammy runs and tells Stanley that
Stanley
can't do. No,
Stanley!
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
He will football tackle her seriously if she blabs. No way.
Aw, that's very cute.
Yeah.
And he just then he'll just sink back into his book. I don't know what it was. Something about mystical gems or something. I have one other thing, because of course I think Gideon might not know what they've talked about, so he might go and find his cousin if he can.
Oh yeah, sure, you can go find Gideon.
Is he still clam diving?
Well, this is during the day after, so I mean he could be back. He could be.
This could be any time. I don't know if you did this like same day or a little while afterwards, but he is probably. I think you can hear loud video game noises going on from Ben's room, and I think you could see the doors like slightly open, and I think you can hear Gideon yelling about something as you get closer.
He's able to play with webbed hands. Okay.
Yeah.
He has fingers.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Got fingers.
For some reason, I was thinking like the whole mer hand thing.
He likes he likes Switch controllers, like the double controllers, because you know it's easier for him to hold.
Yeah. So he walks down and kind of pokes his head in, and I'm guessing they're in the middle of game.
Yes, they seem to be playing some. They're probably playing like Mario Kart or something, just trying to like give him something that's pretty simple to learn how to play.
Can he be playing Animal Crossing?
He'd play Animal Crossing on his own, probably.
I think he can see that he's going against Ben here, and he might not be doing so well. So Henry kind of.
No, he's doing terribly. He's not good at video games.
Henry kind of steps up behind him, and he obviously doesn't do the full breach of etiquette saying, oh, that's, I can help, give it to me. He's not going to break that, but he does he steps up behind and goes, just as they're going on, he's like, okay, now you got to remember, you're going to turn the wheel here. Now you got to pick up the box here and, you know, make sure you hit the stop button right here. You can get the really good shells here. And he's trying to like coach him on how this works.
And he immediately, like, flies off the map and looks up at you, mad.
And he
You
just...
didn't make him roll to see if his advice was good, Susanna.
I just can't imagine that that's particularly helpful.
Oh my gosh, okay. Then, so then he just watches this, like, the end of the matchup, I think. When it ends, I think they're all just sitting around there, and he looks over at Gideon, and he says... Don't know if Stanley has told you, maybe he did, but did you hear we actually found what we were looking for over there. It looks like we might be able to help you.
Yeah. He said we have to wait a little while for Sammy, so.
Ah, he told you that. Yeah. Yeah, that was
You know. It's okay. I don't mind a little while longer.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you knew it, because you know, we're not gonna leave you like this on purpose, okay? We're gonna help.
He gets a big, very sharp-toothed smile.
Henry kind of smiles back, but then he just looks at him dead serious. He's like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, that's still a little bit creepy, you know? You scared the life out of me when I first heard you.
Yeah, I know. And he gets, and his smile gets a little bigger, and you can tell he's like on purpose trying to like show off as many of his teeth as possible.
And he kind of cracks a smile, laughs a little. He's like, yeah, really, really impressive. You know, your dad told me not to worry about it. He said, oh, it's nothing. There's nothing to worry. I mean, granted, he couldn't have really said, oh yeah, your cousin's a fish guy in the fort. I understand that would have freaked me out at the time, but still though,
at the time I would have bet you.
And I think, in a moment of rather dark humor, and it's a good thing Stanley isn't here, Henry looks at him and he just goes, I've already experienced more than one memorable bite in my life. No, thank you very much.
Yeah, he
smiles
about it.
I thought you
were going to
say you'd bite him back.
and he knows what you're talking about. Yeah, and then he lifts a hand, and his hand does the change thing, the shift, and he just goes, well, you did that, you might have found a part of yourself clawed right off, but anyway.
Yeah, I think he smiles at that. He thinks it's funny.
And I think he'll stand again and say, all right, well, I gotta get back to the books. There's gotta be something else in here about all the weirdness we're dealing with. You keep practicing. I know you'll get it, okay? Yeah.
And I think you hear Ben say, you keep telling him that.
I wish me and Hannah was there to teach him Animal Crossing so he could just take care of his little buddies and have a good time.
Yeah. And Gideon turns around and sticks his tongue out at Ben, and they start playing again.
I bet that Gideon would especially like the fishing part of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
And there's actually a diving part too, so you
can
actually go diving.
Yeah, there's a diving part now. Well, yeah. Now.
Well, with that promotion for Animal Crossing over with. Salmon, did you want to talk to Miguel?
Sure. I don't know at this point if there's much talking. I think she's just studying the gems at this point. Like, she's just gonna draw them and stuff so that she can use that as a stepping stone for research, just like reference.
Yeah, that makes sense. But did you want to talk to him at all while you were in there?
I'm trying to think if there's anything I need to talk to him about.
You could ask him how his research is going.
Yeah, I guess I could just ask him about a general update. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to break me off a piece of that?
Yeah, so Sammy will head over to his lab workshop area. I'm guessing he's there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's there. I think you see now he has, like, rebuilt the mechanical bits of Elise, and it is, like, sitting in this, like, sort of half skeleton of robotic parts that's kind of like set up, and you can see that in one corner. You can see Miguel is sitting at his desk, and he's kind of like looking at this gem, and he's got some sort of like thing attached to it, trying to test it for things.
I think she kind of just knocks on like the door as she enters, just to be like, hey, I'm here, and says, hey, I want to talk to you about the gems. You find anything?
I'm working on it, but I haven't really found like much of anything, really. I mean, I can tell, like, for instance, and he's got the two gems. He's got the one from Elise, which is, slightly glowing a little bit, and the other one, which is not. And he says, I mean, what I can tell is, like, this one is dead. And he holds up the non-glowing one, and then he says, and this one seems to have some kind of life still in it. I don't know what that means. But I don't know. I can't figure out exactly how this worked with the mechanical parts. I'm still kind of working on it.
I mean, is it like something that requires magic? Like, didn't you say this is technology combined with some kind of magic?
Yeah, it's just it's hard to recreate that sort of thing when I don't know what magic was used in the first place with it, I'm not sure how this interacts. Like, I put it in, I think there's like a slot for where this goes, but putting it in there doesn't do anything.
I don't really understand the tech side of it. Magic, sure, but... And she just kind of shrugs.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few ideas, but it's hard to put things together to try different things, because I don't want to destroy it,
Right.
I mean, for all I know, I mean, this could be all that's left of... I mean, this is all that's left of their world's Elise. I don't know how active it could be.
Well, maybe if we figure out how to make the other one active, it'll give us a clue on what to do with the Elise version.
Well, my guess here is that this one, and he holds up the one with no glow, I think this one is depleted. I don't think it has any juice left. I think this is a rock.
So does it need charged? Essentially?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be how it would work. I'm afraid that how you charge it is putting a person in it.
Sorry, my brain just short-circuited because I was like, wait, like Skyrim where like you refill soul gems?
Soul
Sammy
gems, yeah.
Wouldn't know that. She doesn't
it's a soldier.
Play Skyrim.
I mean, yeah.
So, real quick question. I didn't want to interject, but so there's like the red one was from Elise and the green one was the one that Elise had that we stole, right?
I don't remember what colors they were.
Well,
she had, I think Elise's
she had
was
given
orange.
I think hers is orange.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she had given one to the TA guy. I forget his name. But the TA guy that was helping her, like she had given him that gem, right?
The broken one.
The broken
yes.
one.
Yes. Yes, he did have
so.
It.
Because I don't know if I've ever brought this up before or not, but like my immediate assumption when he had that gem was that it was something to do with how she was getting here from the other reality or timeline or whatever, but that might not be accurate. That was just a wild
guess.
Well,
I think when we talked to her, she said it was something to do with how she got here.
Okay. Yeah, so you found that stone in the broken... in her broken little device that
device,
she had.
Yeah, yep.
And you
yep.
guys have assumed that is her device that she uses to get places.
Right. So that might have been something we assumed or introduced into the... Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Also, is the TA still coming to the fort to help Miguel with repairs? Because we kind of forgot
yes.
about that.
He has been. He's not okay. here today because this was for celebrating Sammy getting back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the background, he has been coming and doing that.
Okay.
So.
Yes, he's
okay.
been coming back.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
I mean, maybe we can do some research into charging spells? I don't know if that's a thing, but...
What spells?
Charging. Like, to charge the gem.
Charging. I heard parging, which is
charge.
Not a word.
Charge.
Sparging is a word, so that's almost there, but...
And he nods and he says, I've been working on that sort of thing, trying to understand it, but it's... Like I said, like, this is not, like, a normal kind of... It's... And he, like, picks up a, he, like, picks up a wrench. And he says, you can take this, and you can turn this into a lightsaber if you want to. It's not even a particularly difficult spell. There's a lot you can do with sort of enchanting objects. I mean, I bet your mom would know a lot more about this.
You're telling me, Susanna. I could have had a lightsaber this whole time.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
you have
that
a
would...
fire, a
this
fire
whole
knife.
Time? We're in season three.
I just love how offhandedly you said that, Susanna. Just like, yeah, of course you could have. You could have had a
We're
dope ass lightsaber
three.
This entire time.
I mean, you could have had a flame sword the whole time, and you're just finding it. Wow.
Do you ask Miguel? Do you say that to Miguel? Do you say anything to him?
No, that's me, Hannah. I don't think Sammy is particular. The only nerd thing, like, Sammy's into is Harry Potter. That's the only thing that she's into. So I don't think that strikes a chord with her as much as it does with me.
Yeah. So I think Miguel says, like, your mom would probably know a lot about this. I think that's a lot of what she likes to collect, right?
Yeah. As far as I know, she... finds weird magical things and keeps them and trades them and things like that.
Yeah, well, the way that works is you either put one of our kinds of spells onto them, or a witch can do the same thing. But either way, this is not what that is. This is, I think this is like soul magic, which is not a thing that I particularly understand, and I'm not sure how it works. But I do think that this is basically a person. And he holds up the glowing one again.
So that's, like, literally Elise.
Well, if we're considering the soul to be literally the person, then yeah, I guess it's the essence of Elise. That one, anyways.
Yeah, I was planning on just making some sketches of the gems and things just in case something would happen. So, I don't know.
You're welcome to. I'm not sure like how much the gem itself matters more than the magic that's on it. And he picks up his wrench again and he says, I think presumably I could do the same thing with this. I don't know. Maybe there's something about the gem that matters. And he just shrugs his shoulders.
Well, if I ask my mom for help, I think maybe if she can show other people the sketches, maybe they'll know what it is. But we can't really give her the gems, you know, so.
And I think he nods kind of heavily and says, no offense, Sammy, but I don't exactly trust your mom with magical objects.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what she does, but that's fair.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she does.
Yeah.
Just tell her to be careful if you're going to ask about that sort of thing.
I don't think I can tell her that. To be careful, you know, like mother, like daughter.
And I think he laughs. How are you feeling today?
She kind of like shifts foot to foot because she doesn't like talking about that kind of stuff. And she shrugs and says, sore, tired, fine.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like that for a while. Just checking in.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think it was going to, I don't know. First, it was either go through a portal or splat at the bottom of an elevator shaft. And then it was, or get shot by a shotgun. I didn't do it intentionally, is what I'm saying.
It's not somewhere you'd want to go intentionally. And then I think you can see him shift a little bit and kind of lean forward. And he gets a little bit of a sparkle in his eye. And he says, like, I haven't really asked, like, much about the actual experience, but if you would be okay, I would kind of love to hear about the Riftlands.
Okay. Sammy kind of nods and says, yeah, I think I could do that. And she sits down to talk with Miguel about it.
And I think you guys talk for a little while and you kind of explain. And Miguel has a ton of questions because, yeah, you know, he's a very curious guy. And most Dragon Knights probably have a lot of questions about what goes on the other side of the rifts. So I think he's just really curious about everything that happened. So he asks you a bunch of questions about it.
Yeah, something I was already kind of like planning on Sammy doing like in the in-between time is like sketching like the terrain and like creatures and things that she saw like in the rift. So,
that's a good idea.
She like brought her sketchbook with her because she's like gonna draw the gems, but I think like as she's talking to Miguel, she kind of scribbles some things and like shows him, like, you know.
yeah,
I like that.
You show him like the little nothing, and you show like what the a little like outline of what the prince looked like,
rocked up, and the dragon and the prince. Yeah. And
I think Miguel is super curious about the dragon because like dragons used to exist in our world. And now they don't. So, like, he's just really fascinated with that sort of thing. And I think you guys talk for a little while. And eventually, I think we'll let the scene end here with you guys having a nice chat about your traumatic experiences.
Yeah. Trauma bonding.
Does anyone else have any other scenes they would like to do?
I think I've covered everything that I want to do before we jump back to my vision, personally. But that's just me.
Okay. Anybody else?
I don't believe so. Mm-mm.
Something that would be happening in the background, so maybe we do a scene with it. I'll leave that up to you based on how important it is. But I did say that Bjorn wanted to have some kind of meeting with Sophia to talk about what happened with the kind of the fungus flower incident and how he called all these order members from the murder board to go to a place. I think he wants to at least talk to her about what happened.
Okay, yeah, we
I'm
can
just
do that.
Trying to the problem I'm having is we have been specifically trying to avoid all the stuff about the other reality with them. So I need to think about how Bjorn reconciles that, if he actually tells her or not.
You can wait on that if you would like to. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be Bjorn just kind of like,
I think he would be
saying like, look, I'll tell you eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Instead of Abby actually having a talk about it, he contacts her and basically says like, hey, there was a reason why I called everybody. It thankfully didn't turn into anything. I will have more to tell you later.
And I think she will kind of agree to that while extracting a promise that you are going to tell you about her later.
I will say, I actually think I do need to have a scene with Holland, though, because I have promised her up and down that I was going to tell her about what happened during the fungus flower arc.
Okay. So, I mean, is the scene just you telling her what happened?
I mean, yeah, but I haven't interacted with her in a while, so it might be worth having a scene.
Okay, sure. Then, Bjorn, I think eventually you walk into the police department and head to talk to Holland.
Yeah.
You find her behind her desk.
Yeah. I go to the chief's office.
You go to the chief's office. Yeah.
So I just show up, and I think I'll just knock on her door.
You knock on her door, and she beckons you to come inside.
Hey, I think this is maybe the first time I've visited you here, so to speak.
Yeah, it might be.
So,
What fresh hell do you have for me now?
Well, I just figured I'd kind of honor that promise I made to tell you what was going on a week or two ago now.
And she was kind of like writing something, and she puts her pen down and gives you her undivided attention.
Yeah, he shuts the door to her office.
I would assume he would have done that already.
Yeah. He sits down across from her and he just says, I mean, you've taken the existence of monsters pretty well, so I don't think this will be too shocking to you, but kind of the long story short is we think there is a alternate either reality or timeline that has lookalikes interloping into Thornvale.
Oh, okay.
Specifically, my team and everybody that is kind of in my side of the world, so to speak, people who are in the know like me, they're the ones who are intruding.
I assume you have some way of telling these people apart?
Yes. We have taken measures for ourselves. We've given ourselves tattoo, and he like just kind of taps his arm. The main one is Sammy. We call the other one Samantha. She has different tattoos, so
that's convenient.
If you see a version of Sammy with more tattoos than you've seen before, then that's one giveaway. The rest of them we haven't actually seen in person, though. So this has been going on for a while. You know, the incident with the bodies and the kind of the corpses being drained, you know, that was something that she set loose here for some reason that we don't know yet.
Can I see your tattoo so I know?
Oh, yes. Actually, I'll send you a list and pictures of everybody else's too. But he rolls.
That's weird.
Well, then he elaborates. He says, you know, it'd probably be good if you knew all of us.
Yeah, no, it's just weird. Go ahead.
Yeah, smart. And he rolls up his sleeve. It's just funny to think of sending Holland like all these different pictures of like Henry's
tattoos.
Like,
tattoos. And
Yeah.
Where's your tattoo again?
Mine is on, I forget if it's the right or the left arm, but it's like up high on like the tricep area.
You know, like you're never going to be able to pull your shirt all the way up. Like you're going to have to take your jacket and your shirt halfway off to be able to show this to her.
Well, I know. Like I'm taking the jacket off and then like rolling up the shirt sleeve. You can get a shirt sleeve up far enough.
Okay. But I think it's funnier if you don't, but okay. Yeah. However you do, you show Holland and she nods.
And then Bjorn also says, actually, we've talked about as a group how we'll eventually need to get other, kind of expand that out to other people. I think it's probably good we do the same with you too. Not necessarily a tattoo, but we have a way of knowing. Sammy can kind of plumb people's memories to know if they're an alternate or not.
You know, I'm glad you people are on my side. Because that's terrifying.
Yes. I mean, funnily enough, I could be telling this all to an alternate right now, but I hope not.
I think I can't tell you that I'm not one because you know.
Yeah,
that's what they say. But I guess
I think sometime soon we'll have Sammy come kind of give you the all clear.
You,
so to speak,
are welcome to. I suppose it wouldn't be my first tattoo, but all right.
Well, besides that, I mean, I really just wanted you to know that it's a new thing for us that seems to be just another thing on the pile of weird here. So,
yeah. It's, wonderful.
Something else you should be aware of, though, is the kind of the spores that were causing people to potentially get angry that we averted on Valentine's Day.
The love spores.
Yes. So.
Yeah, Stanley told me about those.
When we confronted. Oh.
Ooh. Stanley.
Anyways.
She just says this and doesn't expect you to.
Yeah.
And doesn't expect you to have any reaction to it.
He kind of reacts, but he just moves past it and he just says, well, anyways, when we confronted Samantha at the creature, Henry overheard her saying some things that lead us to believe that she actually doesn't want to be doing what she's doing. She seemed to be more concerned about the victims than whatever her actual goal was, based on what she said and he overheard.
It's interesting.
And to top it all off, a couple of days ago, we went to Atlanta to acquire an item we needed for another project. And...
She knows
about Gideon, doesn't she?
I know
about
Gideon.
Right, yeah. Okay, never mind. That was me saying that, not pure pretty.
Yeah, I know. But she says, for the fish boy, I know about Gideon.
Yeah, yeah. She probably wouldn't call him the fish boy, you know. But maybe
everyone
she
else
would.
Does.
I mean, he's Stanley's son, so you know. But anyways, so Bjorn just says, yeah, it was for Gideon. It was kind of even more crazy than that. We found a creature that is an oracle. And...
Like,
man, I didn't even get to...
fortune-telling thing?
More like visions of the future. So in a way, yes, but not like your fortune, just what's
like
going to happen.
An accurate fortune-telling thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just reminding me that I haven't even told you kind of the weirdest part of this whole thing. This
There's
alternate
more?
Reality thing. Yeah, so we've told you before about how Sammy was part of like an order of like people that...
I vaguely remember something.
Yeah, well, they don't like people to have magic. It was actually from them that we stole this stone for Gideon.
Oh, that sounds like a bad idea.
Well, we needed it, so...
I understand that. I get that. And you see her kind of just like rubber face. I understand, but also, are you telling me this because there are more... strange magical people who are going to be coming to my town?
Well, they're not strictly magical themselves, but yeah. I'm actually telling you because of more weirdness than that. They have a prophecy about me. And
of course they do.
Yeah, we think it's all wrapped up in this alternate reality business. To top it all off, I get visions. Just infrequently I see things that have to deal with something that's going to happen or could happen to me, and I in these visions I think I'm seeing through the eyes of the other me and his version of this oracle. Right before we went to the Order's base to get the object we needed for Gideon, I had a vision of our reality's oracle, and one thing led to another and we kidnapped her. And
great.
We have her here. So in a way, yes, I'm trying to tell you that you should be on the lookout for these people from out of town that are with the Order. They have tattoos like Sammy's, but not burned out.
Right.
But I also just wanted you to know that, I don't know, there's just something really strange. I mean, obviously strange. It's stupid to say that. You know what I'm trying to say. There's a lot going on here.
Is this creature dangerous? Is this something I need to watch out for?
No, she is living at the fort with us.
Is it a person or is it like a thing?
She uses Rift magic. So she is from the Rift, but I would say it's akin to like a vampire. So like a vampire is a Rift creature, but it is humanoid.
but presumably this one isn't going to decapitate the city government.
No.
I don't like the...
That also wasn't the vampire.
I don't like the hesitation.
Her mouth is too wide.
What?
But that's the only physical difference
Excuse
I've noticed.
Excuse me, what?
Her mouth is too big.
What does that have to do with her danger?
Well, I'm just trying to say, like, she looks human.
Oh.
Like, you were asking, like, how...
But she's different. I
she's
get
different,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's she's why I'm hesitating, because okay. It's not like the flower or the blood amoeba or, you know, other creatures we've fought. The Hydra, you know, it's not like a monster. It's like a humanoid thing, but it's not human.
Are you sure?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the last humanoid thing, and she kind of puts air quotes around it, was that vampire, and I will remind you of the bloodbath it caused in this town.
I agree. That is a very fair point. I will say that she is contained on the island, and she hasn't shown any desire to go anywhere else. The best I can tell is she tried to make us meet her, and she wanted us to take her with us.
And that doesn't seem worrying to you?
No. Something just feels right about it. It's really hard to explain, and I don't think anybody else has gotten it either, but...
Okay. Bjorn, I'll take your word for it, but please be careful.
Of course.
Is there anything else?
No, I really just wanted to have this conversation to pass on everything I could, as much of a fire hose as it was, but I figure it's better to know than not.
I'm glad to know. And now I have to process all of these things. Thank you for letting me know.
I will get out of your hair then.
Thank you. And with that, I have one more short scene I want to do before this episode ends. And it also has to do with Sammy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Okay. Okay.
Sammy, you get a message from Elise asking you if you can come meet her at the coffee shop.
Okay. I will go meet her at the coffee shop. I feel like this is a trap for some reason.
Why would it be a trap? It's Elise.
Why wouldn't it be a trap if it's Elise?
So, Sammy, you arrive at the coffee shop. This is a couple days after you get back. So you're starting to feel better, but not like, you know, 100%.
Yeah.
And as you walk into the coffee shop, you can see there's one other patron in here, a guy standing kind of in front of the ordering line. And kind of looking behind the counter, and Elise isn't there. You think perhaps she might be in the back.
Okay. Is there, like, kind of like a place to sit, like, at the counter?
No.
It's not, like, a diner type? I was thinking, I don't know why I had, like, a picture of a diner in my head.
No, there's, like, normal chairs. Like, normal tables.
I guess she'll just sit and wait for Elise to come out. I don't know.
So you sit and wait a couple of minutes, and you can see the one, like, patron that's here is getting kind of annoyed, and he keeps, like, looking at his watch and, like, trying to see back behind into the back room of this area. And eventually he gets, like, he kind of does, like, a huff and then turns around and walks out.
Hmm. Oh, no. Okay. Has it been, like, a while since she sat down? Like, how long?
Yeah, it's been, like, 10 minutes, which is a weirdly long amount of time for Elise to not come out and serve patrons.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna take the bait. I'm gonna go walk into the back to see what's going on.
Sammy, you walk into the back of the area and turn around a corner, and you kind of almost run into Elise, and she turns to you, and as soon as you kind of, like, run into her, she turns around. You can see there is fear in her eyes, and she looks back over towards the middle of the room, and you can see sitting on a chair in the middle of the room, holding a silenced pistol to Elise, is Will Morgan.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And that's where we're going to leave it.
Oh, my.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, no.
Okay, she's dead.
Well, they're still going to have that talk that they couldn't have in the order base.